right, partner. You've got all the gold you need, right? Good. Now don't worry. We'll just be in and out, then go right back to minding our own business. We'll just pay the creep your debt's worth, and be on our way. Simple. Look, don't worry. I'll be right there if something happens. And if she tries anything, both of us put together will be more than enough to take her down. Is this the place? All right, let's get this bloody thing over and done with.
Yourselves at home. I am, of course, assuming you're here to beg me for more time?
That chance, loser. We have all the money.
My, indeed you have. And here I was preparing myself to come and hunt you down. But it looks like it was all for naught. You really have delivered on your promise.
Indeed we have. So now you better leave us alone and stop being creepy.
Well, see, that's the thing. I was actually kind of hoping you were here to beg for more time. I had a whole convincing speech and everything all set up, just so you can pay your debt another way.
What the hell are you? Whatever. Come on, partner. Let's go. What do you think you're doing? Hey, creep! Tell your goons to get out of our way!
I could, but I'm afraid there's something about your mage friend that obligates me to do otherwise.
Tell your goons to get out of my damn way!
Your friend has quite the attitude.
What do you think you're doing to my partner? Mage! Get off me, you damn punks!
Now, do sit still. I'd rather you were undamaged.
Who the hell do you think you are? Do you have any idea who I am?
Indeed I do. You came as a rather big surprise when we first met. I had to bring out my best muscle to be absolutely sure we could hold you down. And I'm sure you're going to need to pull some strings to set up your position as my new slave fighter.
Slave fighter? You can't be serious.
And you, dear mage, I have someone who would love to talk to you.
Fine! Do what you want to me, but leave my partner out of this.
Oh, Such selflessness. My, my. How touching. You two must really be dating. How cute.
We're not dating.
I'm sure you're not. Quite an adorable couple you two are. Which is probably why it'll be all the more heartbreaking when you're transported far, far away from each other, never to see each other again. I bet.
If you think you have any chance of getting away with this...
Yeah, heard it all before. Get her out of here already, and make sure to tie her down with our strongest chains so she doesn't escape.
I swear, you little... If you do anything to my partner...
Quite an attitude on that one. My, an introvert like you, being into someone with so much energy and fire, I can only imagine what lewd things go on in your head. But that's none of my business. Right? Oh, don't bother trying to get up. That magic nullification choker I slipped around your neck while you weren't looking is currently sapping you of all your magical energy. I doubt you'll even be able to cast simple spells. Now, I said someone would love to talk to you. She promised me quite a sum of money to track you down. Let's go see her. I believe you've already met. You, pick up that mage and follow me.
My sweet, precious darling. It's been far too long. Like my new setup? Indeed, it's a far cry compared to my old, dank, wet cave back in Maple Valley. Oh, poor darling. Please don't be so quiet. If this is about chaining you to the wall with magic nullification irons. It's only because I wanted to make sure you wouldn't be able to escape again, like you did before. Such a shame that was. But we can make up for all of that now. Looking at you is rather depressing. So I'm going to ignore you for a bit. But please, please, let me know if you need anything. Harden. Ah. Now. We've been over this before. My name is Lisette, and you will refer to me as such. Let you go. How about... No. Of course I won't let you go, darling. I shoveled out a generous sum of my wealth to get you back here. And this time, you will be mine. Well, of course you'd be curious about how I managed to escape prison. Oh, my darling mage, it was easy, really. Those guards were so weak-minded and simple that a few magical charms and promises of changing my old ways, as well as perhaps my hand in marriage, were enough to get secretly escorted out. Humans. Such simple creatures. They fail to realize that you, my dear mage, have already claimed my heart. Maybe I can't claim yours, but I'll definitely claim your mind. Audrey. Is that the name of your little girlfriend? What does it matter what's happened to that hussy? You'll eventually forget all about her, and I shall be the only one that occupies your mind. What's that? You refuse to ever love me. Oh, I'm so hurt. But I'll get over it when you change your mind. It's a joke. Get it? Because I'm going to use my magic to brainwash you. You'll find it funny soon enough. Now do be quiet. I need to mix a special potion to help me gain enough power for the brainwashing spell. Those scrolls of mind control are very hard to find on the black market, so I wouldn't want to mess this up. So, let's see here. Right. Which page was it for this? Alright. Two spring bells with an especially ripe clove of garlic. And sunflower seeds? That can't be right. Ah, silly me. That was the wrong page. Here it is. 12 black rose petals. A single. Wait! What? No, 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 you don't! A petrification spell. You beat me to it this time. What makes you think I know where that hussy girl is? I only wanted you. I don't understand. How were you able to use a telekinesis spell to get the key when those magic nullification irons were around your wrists? You're not a normal mage. I don't understand! Hey, hey, hey! What are you doing over there? Don't touch those scrolls. They were hard to find! You don't even need a potion to use mind control. Impossible. You were a student at that mage college for only a few years. How would you be able to use such an advanced spell? No, wait. I am at your service, Master. Yes, the one you call Audrey is likely enslaved in the underground fighting pits in the city. The one known as Myrtle mentioned that she plans to use her to win money in the pits and then kill her when she stops winning. There is a secret passage through a cave just outside the city. It is located about 1 mile out from the eastern wall. There are magical markers on it. It will lead you to the black market area. Just past that will be the entrance into the pits. What happened? Did you just... You just used the scroll of mind control on me, didn't you? You little... Hey, wait. Darling, please. Please come back. Please. Maybe we don't need the mind control to be together. Darling!